Another day, another shopping vlog with Shay. Today we went to the Woodbury Commons outlets in New York. First stop was Saks. I didn't find much here, but I did find this Missoni scarf for like a pool cover up, so I picked that up. Then we went to Fendi. There was actually a lot of sales going on here. Everything was discounted, their clothing, the bags. I believe it was like up to 60% off or something crazy like that. Next up was Celine. I've been really feeling Celine lately, and everything in here was beautiful, especially this dress I fell in love with. But unfortunately, that price tag did not agree with me, but maybe next time. I also love this blouse and these boots I tried on. I've been really needing a good pair of brown boots. This set was adorable. So I tried on the brown boots. Like them, but I don't love them. I have another pair in mind that I like more. Next up was Tom Ford. The sequins, the colors, the sparkles were out on full display in Tom Ford. I was loving every bit of it. The shoe selection was also really great here. These boots were to die for. I loved these black heels. They were really heavily discounted, and the white ones were even cuter. These pink ones with the crystals, very much giving Sharpay Evans. I also really love these brown ones. I kind of wish I had gotten them. Then time for a little afternoon snack at La Duree. I cannot have macarons, and it's the bane of my existence because I have a tree nut allergy, but matcha was 10 out of 10. We went into Saint Laurent, but they had a sign that was like, please don't record. So then we went to Zimmermann. You know how I feel about Zimmermann, the colors, the florals, all the patterns, so pretty, but nothing compared to the yellow and white striped dress I tried on in Miami, so I'm gonna go back for that. The selection in Jimmy Choo was also 10 out of 10, and I was so close to getting these heels that I've been wanting forever. I just cannot get over that floppy bow. I know there's a way that you can fix it, but I'm not trying to have high maintenance shoes, okay? I'm supposed to be the high maintenance one here. Also, whoever cleared out the Pucci outlet of all the cute things, I hate you. Pucci was fine, but there was just nothing I was really gravitating towards at all. I feel like all the cute stuff was just gone, which really, really sucked. Then we went to Balmain, and this pink set is living in my head rent-free. My friend Maya really loved this dress, and it was just a mere $4,500, so maybe next time. Then I absolutely had to go to Roberto Cavalli, and oh my god, guys, I'm being tortured. I loved everything. Everything we pulled, I was like, I want that. And I am a bougie girly, but I can't afford everything yet. But I did find this really cute bikini, and it was only $100, so I got it. Next up was Swarovski. I'm a Swarovski girly. I love these figurines. I'm starting my collection. I only have one so far, but we're getting there. And then Dolce & Gabbana. Girl, this is every Barbie girl's dream. I was drooling. And I was kind of obsessed with these red patent leather wedges with like a capri and a white frilly top. I'm seeing the vision, okay? Very 60s. And our last stop was Valentino to drool over these beaded bags. And one day I will have an entire collection of these.